Hello again. Welcome to another edition of Mule Redux, formerly 40 Acres of Clone Mule and also Paradise Region of Dead Mule, produced for local pleasure and wider syndication. Since it's still the independent season and we still have an incredibly wide array of music and material that reflects on our independence or lack thereof, and seeing as we have a bioterrorist Christian cult trying to colonize our public spaces and our courts, so here's a parade of good-hearted independence music and other material, because after all, it's not really independence if the good people aren't allowed to be independent, and there's only independence for the fascist cult leaders, right? Right. Here's cello and drum duo Lung.
At the wheel. No one needs anyone, they don't even just pretend. Johnny's an American. Johnny's an American. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. Donald's an American. Donald looks up at the stars. Donald combs his hair back. Donald likes pussy and cars. Donald's an American. Donald's an American. Donald's an American. Donald's an American. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. Oh, oh, I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Donald's an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.
Brothers and sisters, I come to preach a religion that doesn't exist. It has no members, it has no clergy, it has no doctrine, it has no collection plate. I figure that makes it about the most peculiar religion I ever heard of. I've heard of churches with no members and churches with no clergy and churches with no doctrine, but secular humanism is the only religion I know of that has no collection plate. Now, some folks might wonder if a church without members, clergy, doctrines, or money can really be said to exist. Now, the fact is, nobody even knew about secular humanism until some fundamentalist preachers discovered it. And they found it everywhere. Now, secular humanism supported vile pornography like Penthouse Hustler and Huckleberry Finn. The fundamentalists found its pernicious influence in the schools. You know the vile things that go on there, teaching evolution and forbidding little children to pray in unison. Now, that last one just makes me sick. Everybody knows that little children just love to stand up and pray in unison. They do it on their own whenever they get the chance. That's half what goes on during recess. The slides and swings are just for little atheist children. The fundamentalist preachers were horrified when they found out that children were being whipped and beaten to keep them from leaping out of their chairs 100 times a day in spontaneous outbursts of hallelujahs and hymn singing. Now, only secular humanism could have caused such cruel repression of children's natural religious impulses. And not just here and there. It was happening in every school system in America.
Pacifist, oh. Stopped all pain. national holiday.
And then I thought, and all this thinking is why no self-respecting fundamentalist church would have me as a member. I thought, the surest way to kill a church is to have a clergy. I mean, the minute you got a clergy, then folks can see how foolish you are, and how hypocritical you are, and how rich you are, and how political you are, and seeing how the clergy behaves, it's near impossible to hold that church together. And doctrine, oh, the minute you get doctrine, you get arguments. And arguments lead to feuds, and feuds lead to schisms, and schisms lead to crusades, and crusades lead to whole bunches of dead people till their religion gets plain worn out.
Psychic warfare. I'm gonna murder you with my brain. Psychic warfare. Every fiber of my being is devoted to causing you pain. Go for them. I'm gonna kill you with my mind. This is psychic warfare. Psychic warfare. Painted a portrait of you in pastel, red and yellow and orange. This picture that I painted of you is you burning in hell. Hell yeah. And then I set it all on fire. This is psychic warfare. The children you lock up in prison, for all the rights you roll back and your constant stream of racism, for all the poison you drip in my ear, for all your ugly American fear, I wrote you this beautiful song called Psychic Warfare. Warfare.
right here in front of God and everybody, I declare the first doctrine of secular humanism, thou shalt think. Now, I don't want to frighten any of you, don't want to scare you. You don't have to think all the time, not just when you're starting out. I don't think the air conditioning in here could handle it if you all thought at once. Now, in 1 minute, folks can't just go from dumb and ignorant to wise and well-informed. You might strip your gears with a jackrabbit start like that. Now, right now, all I ask is that you get your brain all lubricated and loosened up. Just hang some of your ideas out to dry. In the meantime, I have decided that one of the rituals of secular humanism is that when somebody asks you, do you believe, you wait to hear in what before you answer. Do you believe? Just test it. Do you believe the earth is old? Yeah. Older than 7,000 years? Yeah. Older than 20 million years? Yeah. Billions of years old? Yeah. Then you are a secular humanist, and they say you will burn in hell. Do you believe that there is an orderly system of change by which some species become extinct, others remain unchanged for millions of years, while others develop into something that their ancestors were not, all through the process of natural law? Do you believe that?
Yes!
Then you are a secular humanist, and they say you will burn in hell. Do you believe the study of animals can be illuminating in the study of man, because man and animal follow the same physical and biological principle?
Yes!
Well, then you are a secular humanist. And they say you will burn in hell. Do you believe that human beings are capable of reading and seeing depictions of evil without becoming corrupted themselves?
Yes.
That human beings should be free to say what they believe to any audience that's willing to listen, as long as they do not endanger the right of others to do likewise?
Yes.
Do you believe people are smart enough to vote to decide public issues without anybody else telling them what to do? Then you are a secular humanist, and they say you will burn in hell. And above all, brothers, do you believe that every single one of these ideas will eventually be improved, enhanced, explained, modified, modulated, calibrated, spelled out, specified, revised, or reinforced by the things that human beings learn tomorrow? And when those changes come, will you gladly give up your old understanding in favor of the new? Will you? I was wondering if you would. Let's have a little more certainty here, folks. And when those changes come, will you go after truth every time, even if it leads you into places that scare the holy shinola out of you? Then you are a secular humanist, and they say you will burn in hell forever. But no, they say, no. Secular humanism has come from hell. Secular humanism is a secret group of atheists who deny the existence of God. Secular humanism, I know it's shocking, try to control yourself. Secular humanism is the church of the Antichrist scientist, which has become the established church of our government, which will turn us into a nation of atheists. I say to you, that is a fraud, that is a lie, it is a deception practiced by those who wish to rule your mind and heart. They say that they attack secular humanism because it is godless. But when they set out to pass a law or defeat one, when they set out to defame a person or destroy one, it is not atheism that is under attack. Never, not once. What they call secular humanism is anything that disagrees with their particular doctrine. Even if it is believed in by millions upon millions of God-fearing, church-going, Bible-reading, Christian-living citizens. Even if it happens to be true. Now, if all they threatened was the fires of hell, I'd gladly take my chances. I would not bother to answer them. I have my own view of hell and who is likely to populate it. I might even list some candidates before this day is over. I might mention some people who, in the name of God, are doing things that will guarantee their room reservation in Hotel Hell as surely as American Express. Say amen. Now, here is the fairy tale they want you to believe. Once upon a time, a group of agnostics got together and published a humanist manifesto They pretty much said, now, we don't hold much truck with churches. We think the world is what science has discovered it to be, and that's that. But now, nobody paid much attention. Nobody ever does, except the fundamentalists. Now, with the brilliant logic that has long been a hallmark of Christian fundamentalism, they came up with this syllogism. Secular humanists are godless. Secular humanists believe in science. Therefore, everything scientific is godless, evil, anti-Christ, and part of a conspiracy to steal the faith from the hearts of America's children. Now, if we could teach a chimpanzee to talk, and if we taught that chimpanzee to say, I believe in the gospel according to Falwell, would that make fundamentalism a monkey religion? Say amen. Now, they say that America was originally a Christian nation, and that is true. Most people were Christians. If they are not Christians now, it is not because the law forbids them to be Christians. It is because they do not believe. It is because they do not care. Now, Christians have seen apathy and unbelief before. Many times in our nation's past, they have found the solution. The solution is to preach, to persuade, to proselytize. Now, that's just what I'm doing now. Only I'm an American, preaching to Americans. And I tell you that two precious principles of American life are under attack. America began as a Christian nation because most of its citizens were Christians by creed. But to preserve the freedom of all Americans, America was founded as a secular state. America was founded as a humanist state, not to oppose Christianity, but to free all churches from the shackles of state control of the church. Now, it is the nature of almost all religions to cry out for religious freedom when they are weak in the minority. But when they are in the majority, their cry changes. They don't want freedom of religion anymore. What they want is perfection. The Puritans in Massachusetts demanded freedom in England, where the state religion was against them, but they expelled, tortured, hanged, or roasted heretics in America, where they had a Puritan state. Now, likewise, my own people, the Mormons, were victims of murder, pillage, and open genocide by local, state, and federal government in our effort to live our faith within the United States. But we did not keep our record clean when we control the state of our own in the Rocky Mountains. It is the nature of all men, when they see the power of government within their grasp, to try to use that power to make everybody else comply with their idea of virtue.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
He's been sick. And I think his wife is going to bring him some chicken soup.
Bless you people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag.
I know it's hard to defend an unpopular policy every once in a while.
Bless the people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag.
And there's this guy from the CIA, and he's creeping around Laurel Canyon.
Fine little girl, she waits for me. She's as plastic as she can be. She paints her face with plastic glue and wrecks her hair with some shampoo.
Plastic people, oh baby, now you're such a drag.
I don't know, sometimes I just get tired of you, honey. It's your hairspray or something.
Plastic people, oh baby, you're such a drag.
I hear the sound of marching feet down Sunset Boulevard to Crescent Heights, and there at Pandora's Box, we are confronted with a vast quantity of plastic people.
Take a day and walk around. Watch the Nazis run your town. Then go home and check yourself. You think we're singing about someone else?
future. Plastic people. Oh, baby, now you're such a drag. Me seeing neon moon above, I searched for years, I found no love. I'm sure that love will never be a product of plasticity. A product of plasticity. A product of plasticity.
Plastic people are your foot, your hair, your nose, your arm. You eat such
plastic.
No, a prune is not a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable. Makes it okay.
Drive. You live in. You dream about. You think only of. You're
real.
You are. Pebbles. Plastic. Plastic. Purple prancing.
Thank you. Sorry, old man. Well, you can bet that made the white folks in the buckled shoes as proud as punch.
Manifest destiny!
That Indian is good at that,
said the minister's wife.
That Indian is good.
Cleverly rejoined the captain of the dragoons.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian,
said a little boy.
And they all applauded.
And you know they were about to let the little boy eat the Indian's heart.
Yum, yum. When someone,
I think it was the minister,
reminded them that they were all Christians.
And eating the heart of an Indian isn't really something Christ would do.
No. Well, the Indian didn't say anything because,
of course,
he's dead.
Good heavens, exclaimed the chief of the Indians.
These people not friendly.
Friendly,
said the medicine man.
Depend on what you mean by people,
said the chief.
And he shot an arrow at the
turkey.
Clutching their intestines.
A death penalty.
Spilled out.
Or possibly affect your parents.
Well, folks, it's really got things going.
One way to protect yourself from these unbearable punishments is to stop listening. No other source poses a greater threat to your mental and physical well-being.
Well, all the white people turn into black people.
Like that. Now you may think this amazed and befuddled the Indians.
Oh, not so.
All the Indians turned into Chinese.
This one is quite a turn of events. And folks, a funny thing happened. All the settlers took off the bottom. And a few days later, we think it was the minister who said,
Wait a minute, what would we find
them at? All they was gone. Take their land.
Oh, that's unthinkable. And besides, what do you mean, their land?
Hey, I dig it. It's no man's land. Yes, well, you see, after only a short hesitation, black people and yellow people got together socially. Thank you to place amongst the younger folks. You ended together until one day they all Here comes the headline. The definition of an Indian is
white man.
Who becomes a black man? Well, some may say that's an oversimplification.
Well, it is an oversimplification. But from here today, it looks to us like it's better
than killing people. Does it?
Don't you? Oh.